This morning, I'm really testing the R58 rocket because I'm putting it through its paces regarding the temperature, the brew boiler temperature and transfer temperature into the shower head and what is actually being used for extracting the coffee. Now, I've got a coffee here, which is a very sensitive coffee. You probably know about has-been coffees. And Mr. Has-been himself, Steve Layton, has the tendency to roast quite light. Now, I've tried his coffees before, about a couple of years ago on Sylvia. And Sylvia is very temperamental. She likes something which is just more of an easier bean to extract, if that makes sense. Something that is obviously not too dark, but just that little bit darker than the beans are that has-been roasts. So with the R58, and we know that lighter beans need more temperature. Lighter beans need to be ground extremely fine. I have fine-tuned this espresso blend from has-been called Blake back to school, because apparently that's the name of his school. So we're going back to school here, and it's nice to just learn things. And I've extracted, I've played around, I've had the temperature at 92, at 94, at 93 in the brew head. And it does make slight differences, that's for sure. I've kept it as an espresso, but I still find that for my palate, these beans, and this is a blend of a 70% Sumatra and 30% Ethiopian bean. Excellent beans, fantastic beans. But it's still the first thing that hits your palate is more kind of a grapefruity sourness. Maybe that's a bit exaggerated. It's sour. It's not unpleasantly sour. But it is just so different to any other coffee and coffee experiences. At the very tail end, you can feel a bit of treacle almost, kind of a dried fruit, a treacleness, which is pleasant. That is now kept as an espresso. I've also added some milk, and the milk just doesn't take to it. It just distorts the whole thing for my palate, for my liking. So maybe, just maybe, I need to play around a little more. I've used my naked portafilter. I could see exactly what the extraction does. It starts quite syrupy, but it gets quite thin after about 18 seconds, which is a bit too soon for my liking. So it just, the pour then goes too fast. But it is an interesting thing. As I said, back to school, Coffee Mamba is back at school.